Welcome to Meister Builders. Incorporated. Today we have came up with a new topic about smart furniture repair solutions you need now. There comes a time when it becomes a museum along the way. And then you have two options: terminate it or do your restoration. We prefer the second option. What about you? It can look better than it was and fit in with current decors. How to first finish furniture. The first thing is to scrape all the wood that has been chipped. Use a spatula to do this job. The parts that usually get chipped, peeled and need this scraping are on the top, which is on top. After removing this first part, use 80 sandpaper to iron to remove the left stains because of the first finish given. After sanding with the iron sandpaper, use 120 sandpaper for wood and remove the stains left by the first sandpaper. Any dust you have removed from these parts can be used to disguise nails and screws, taught below. After cleaning the surface, use a clean flannel to remove the dust that remained on the furniture. If the furniture has many flaws, use putty for wood, which can be found in restoration or renovation stores. Again, contact us. Furniture Repair Maryland based is the best choice here. Disguising the screws. So that the screws are not exposed, leave them a little towards the bottom of the furniture. Maybe you need a screwdriver to do this job. If the wood is not so hard, use a screwdriver. As soon as you notice it has gone in a bit, stop screwing it so it doesn't dust. To cover it, make a mass with wood powder and wood glue. The powder needs to be the same color as the wood on the furniture. It can be discussed above. Once the dough is ready, pass over the places where the screws are and let it dry overnight. Conclusion. When this time has passed, you will notice that the dough has sunk a little, so you need to give it one more time. Allow drying overnight. Once it's dry, it will be noticeable that the dough has gotten a little higher, so pass a steel blade until the part is at the same height as the wood. Next, sandpaper to give the remaining finish and be very smooth. For the final position, apply a layer of varnish or another paint to color the furniture. This is following the decoration you intend to place on the furniture. Get more information, www.meisterbuilders.com.